It was a roller coaster ride all night long, but in the wee hours of Tuesday morning, Liberal Pauline Rochefort squeezed out a win over Conservative Gary Keller. The unofficial results with one poll remaining gave the East Ferris mayor a 1,153-vote lead and the win. At one point Keller had a 1,000-vote lead over Rochefort and appeared headed for victory, but Rochefort rallied as the number of polls left dwindled. Just before 2 a.m. Rochefort thanked her supporters, dancing and clapping her way around the room upon learning of her victory. In his concession speech, Keller said he would reach out to Rochefort to offer his congratulations. "Folks, I know this isn't the result that we wanted to see, and it's okay to be sad and upset about the results, and that goes for the national result as well. We were hoping to see a new conservative government to change this country. Instead, we have a liberal minority government with the same people who were around Justin Trudeau." Keller hinted that the lifespan of the new government may be a short one. "The numbers are hairy and topsy-turvy in terms of the different parties. It's going to take two or three parties to cobble together a meaningful parliament, and we have no idea how long this might be." He didn't close the door to another run if the government can't survive, but he told Bay Today the margin of loss is too great to seek a recount. Keller thanked his volunteers and said they knocked on over 7,000 doors during the campaign. In a release, Rochefort thanked her supporters but said, "I also understand that some citizens are angry, some are afraid, and others are suffering. That is why I will work hard to improve the lives of every citizen, business owner, and municipality that calls Nipissing Timiskaming home." NDP candidate Valerie Kennedy watched the results with her supporters at Tap That Kitchen and Bar in Nulaskeard. Kennedy told Bay Today, "We're proud of our campaign platform and push for our riding's people. We understand the fear folks have that led them to strategically vote. Nipissing Timiskaming is going to need strong representation and support for the people and the environment. We are that strength, and the NDP isn't going anywhere. We appreciate those who see how important it is to have the NDP at the table to fight the fight and be the voice of action in Parliament." Green Party candidate Louise Poitras tells Bay Today, "I entered the race because I believe in the Green Party's platform. Most importantly, because we are for the people and the planet, I also believe in democracy, and there should always be three or more candidates when Canadians go to the ballot box. This election was won with the least amount of days possible. Unfortunately, I had a dental emergency and therefore I could not campaign aggressively, nor was it possible for me to attend the debates." PPC candidate John Jansen watched the election results stream in with his family at his home in Chisholm. "If we have a Liberal government, that's a sad day for Canada." He says his final days on the campaign trail were extremely invigorating. "We had so many people out and the energy was palpable. It was fantastic." 227-228 polls, 84,549 votes. Pauline Rochefort, Lib. 26,657 votes, 46.92%. Gary Keller, CON. 25,504 votes, 44.89%. Valerie Kennedy, NDP. 3,455 votes, 6.08%. John Jansen, PPC. 631 votes, 1.11%. Louise Poitras, GRN. 571 votes, 1%.